SuffolkCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
WILO is your sports leader in North Central Indiana for the best regional games every week. Join Don Stock and Carl Kirchhoff for high school basketball action. It's the WILO Hoosier Hoops Games of the Week. High school basketball action on WILO, brought to you by Encompass Credit Union, Wampler Services, Inc., Wright Propane, Del Rio Automotive Group, Jerry's Body Shop, The Farmer's Bank, Newell's Gas and Appliance, Angry Donkey Hoosier Bistro, Dave's Auto Repair, and Heather's Flowers. Click on the sports tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for a complete list of games coming up on WILO.
Financial advice you can understand on the Dave Ramsey Show.
Let me help you with this, Mom and Dad. An eagle that doesn't leave the nest is what's known as a turkey. You are not blessing your children by supporting them when they're over 25 years old. Could Mom and Dad be a safety net? Yes. But a hammock is ridiculous. You are not doing them a favor. Well, they're not bothering anything yet. You're not doing them a favor. They're soft.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Keeping you covered during severe weather for over 60 years. When you need to know, use WILO. The WILO weather team brings its expertise, resources, and experience to be there when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail and tornado events, heat advisories, and more. WILO has even surveyed tornado damage when a small 4.0 earthquake struck Clinton County. The station you can depend on, WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll have an open line the remainder of the show today, so 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Any kind of topic you want to bring up, we'll be happy to discuss with you. Well, a couple of things we do need to let you know, as we mentioned before, we got into the discussion with Tony Summer about some things. The Chamber Legislative Breakfast has been canceled for tomorrow morning. It will not be made up. The next one is scheduled for the 16th of February at 8:30 out at Wesley Manors, Harmony Hall. The concert, the Friends of the Frankfort Library series, was scheduled for tomorrow night. That has also been canceled. They're working on a rescheduled date, but if you do have tickets for that concert, hang on to them because they will be valid at the next time that the date is made up, so it will be rescheduled. So those are two things I need to let you know. Also, we're going to have a winter storm watch that goes into effect late tonight and goes in through tomorrow night. We're going to get around 4 to 6 inches of snow. We're also going to get a little ice accumulation. That's possible in this as well. The big thing, though, will be the winds. Not like last weekend, the winds will be a huge factor in this thing this weekend, because they're going to be blowing right around 35 miles an hour, and they could go even higher, but that's as of right now. And then after about noon tomorrow, the temperature is going to go south. It's going to get very, very cold, and the wind chills then become an issue. And we're going to see nighttime lows around in the single digits, six above on Saturday night, down to 2 below on Sunday night, and then it starts to warm up a little bit on Monday. But then again, we get back to more mix of rain and snow. And from what I'm seeing also, we're going to see next weekend another repeat of what we've had last weekend and this weekend. So it's so much fun on the weather. That's what we're going to have. So what I'm saying, though, the reason I bring all this up is stay tuned here to us, and we'll give you the latest we can possibly give you on the weather situations here in the area. Let's do a little bit of the national side of things. Of course, we always were talking about the elephant in the room, and that's the government shutdown. But I see we have a little tit for tat with Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi here now, because Speaker of the House and the White House are arguing over Nancy Pelosi's now canceled trip overseas. Pelosi spokesman Drew Hamill said Egypt was never on the itinerary, despite President Trump's claim to the contrary. Hamill said a Pelosi-led delegation looked forward to meeting with U.S. troops and military leaders in Afghanistan. I don't know why he would want to go to Afghanistan, but that's what they were going to do. Trump cited the shutdown while canceling the Pelosi flight on a military jet. Trump's action was seen as a response to Pelosi's request that he postpone the upcoming State of the Union address until the shutdown is resolved. However, when it comes to personal side, it appears military jets are fine, because it appears that First Lady Melania Trump took a military plane to the weekend getaway in Florida soon after President Trump grounded House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's overseas trip. A Twitter follower reported the plane was using a call sign associated with the First Lady. President Trump wrote to Pelosi on Thursday to inform her that he was grounding her military plane scheduled to take her to Afghanistan for the weekend to visit with troops because of the ongoing government shutdown. This is something we don't talk about very much. I think it's something we better be just keep an eye on, because it's, you know, with the shutdown the way it is, it may not be able to keep this kind of thing funded. The World Health Organization identifying the top 10 threats people face in 2019, including climate change and the anti-vax movement. A growing number of people are not getting their children vaccinated for preventable diseases such as measles and diphtheria. Other concerns on the list are air pollution, non-communicable diseases, global flu pandemic, people living in challenging parts of the world with poor health care, resistance to antibiotics, Ebola, and HIV. Also on the list is mosquito-borne disease, dengue, and the World Health Organization estimates 40% of the world is at risk of dengue fever here in this coming up. So that's just something you better be thinking about, and just make sure you get yourself taken care of. This one's really surprised me. Younger American workers are taking home bigger paychecks. According to numbers released by the Labor Department yesterday, workers between 16 and 24 years old are earning an average of $549 a week. That's about 59% of what older workers are making, and that is the smallest gap since 2002. Salaries for younger workers may be rising because of a tightening job market, which forces employers to offer more money to attract even low-skill workers. That's almost kind of scary to say that, but that's what's going on. This one I really kind of enjoy, because South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing President Trump's cancellation of an overseas trip by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Graham tweeted that Trump's action denies Pelosi a chance to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan and American allies at NATO. He called the president's action inappropriate. Graham is one of Trump's top Republican allies, and Trump cited the partial government shutdown in the letter to Pelosi. Graham also criticized Pelosi's request to Trump to postpone the upcoming State of the Union address until the shutdown is resolved. He called Pelosi's request irresponsible and, quote, blatantly political, unquote. Gee, what a surprise that is. We're all concerned about robots taking over the future, right? Well, maybe we don't need to worry so much as of yet. It will happen sometime in our lifetime, but just not yet. Japanese robot hotel is canning more than half the robots working there. It turns out they're not very good workers. The more than 240 robots frequently cause more problems than they solved at the hotel in Nagasaki. The hotel's manager and company president have acknowledged problems that include check-in robots that need help, concierge robots that are clueless, luggage carriers that have trouble getting to rooms, and entertainment bots that break down. The name of the hotel is Henna. It's H-E-N-N-A, which means strange or weird in Japanese. I was going to say, it must be strange or weird if the robots can't do their job. Coalition, this is also very interesting. A coalition of sheriffs along the U.S.-Mexico border see the idea of a wall as the only solution to an immigration problem is misguided. The Southwestern Border Sheriffs Coalition represents 31 counties from California to Texas. In a letter, Chairman and Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot from Arizona said the border wall has become a lightning rod of division that takes away from the real ways to secure the border. He writes that there are places where fiscal barriers make sense, but the best solution is turning to more technology and human resources to ensure security. Give that guy a cookie, because I think he's hit the nail on the head. And then in response, Donald Trump says, "We need strong borders," quote unquote. He said that in a speech at the Pentagon yesterday. He says the massive border wall must be built. Trump's demand for the border wall funding prompted the ongoing partial shutdown of the federal government, now on its 28th day. Trump blamed House Democratic leaders and said Democrats have been hijacked by open borders fringe. My question is that just the comment we just had from the sheriffs on the border back on down there, plus the fact when he visited McAllen, Texas here recently, the mayor of McAllen said they do not have a crime problem from people coming in. So I would like to know who in the world's telling the truth and everything else. And evidently it may not be the president. And here's another problem that the president's going to have to, explain, because he's expressing deep condolences to the families of four Americans who were killed in a suicide bomb attack in Syria on Wednesday. Talking at one at the Pentagon yesterday, Trump called the victims brave American heroes who have made a, quote, noble and immortal sacrifice, unquote. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. It was the first attack since Trump announced plans to withdraw American forces from Syria. About 2,000 U.S. troops have been stationed in the war-torn country to help combat ISIS. When he made the withdrawal announcement, troops said that ISIS had been defeated in Syria. Why would Donald Trump ever wave a red flag? It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. Why would you ever do that? That is the stupidest comments he could have probably made. But he's good at doing that. And here's another one that kind of feeds into the Donald Trump situation. A new report from BuzzFeed claims President Trump told his former lawyer to lie to Congress about talks to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. The report cites federal law enforcement claiming that Michael Cohen claimed Trump directed him to tell Senate and House Intelligence Committees the negotiations for a Trump Tower in Moscow wrapped up earlier than they actually did. In November, Cohen pleaded guilty to lying in Congress about those plans. He claimed that the project ended in January of 2016, would actually continue until June of that year. At that time, Trump was securing the Republican presidential nomination. So, and we'll do one more before we take a break here. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blocking a bill that would have reopened most of the federal government. The Kentucky Republican objected on the Senate floor Thursday that a bill to reopen all the agencies affected by the shutdown, except the Department of Homeland Security. The bill had already passed in the Democratic-controlled House. McConnell didn't explain his objection, but was warned for weeks that he would not bring up a government funding bill unless it's the product of an agreement between congressional Democrats and President Trump. That ain't going to happen anytime soon. It's the third time in 2 weeks that McConnell has blocked a House-passed government funding bill. About one-fourth of the federal government has been shut down since December the 22nd. And it's, I'm not going to go any further than that because you don't need to say anything else. We're going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, all at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
WILO is your sports leader in North Central Indiana for the best regional games every week. Join Don Stock and Carl Kirchhoff for high school basketball action. It's the WILO Hoosier Hoops Games of the Week. High school basketball action on WILO brought to you by Encompass Credit Union, Wampler Services, Inc., Wright Propane, Del Real Automotive Group, Jerry's Body Shop, The Farmer's Bank, Duels Gas and Appliance, Angry Donkey Hoosier Bistro, Dave's Auto Repair, and Heather's Flowers. Click on the sports tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for a complete list of games coming up on WILO.
Attention high school seniors. Encompass Credit Union has scholarships to help you out. High school seniors should visit www.encompasscu.org to find out how to qualify and apply for the Walter E. York Memorial Scholarship. The application deadline is quickly approaching. Encompass Credit Union is your community-minded financial institution with branches located in Tipton, Frankfort, and Elwood.
Community-minded, just like you.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Anybody wants to have any questions or comments, our number here is 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463. We do have a caller. Kevin Evans, good morning. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing all right. I understand you guys got a new little program going for the weekend to help out in this nasty weather we're going to have.
Yeah, so this is going to go Saturday, January 19th. 8 a.m. through Monday, January 21st, until we can get it at about 20 degrees, which we kind of predict that might be kind of early that morning. So we should be getting this all in place Saturday through Monday with great community organization support from the community.
How is the what is the method if people are find themselves in that situation? What is the method they need to do to go ahead and get themselves to that warming center?
We are asking that if someone needs to get to the warming station or you find someone who needs to get to this warming station, that you just contact Central Dispatch at 765-654-5563, and then they will have assistance to get to the location. We have a great support system from our local churches and first responders and some of our volunteers that we're starting to get that will actually come get these individuals and make sure they get to the warming station safely.
Now, where is this going to be? Where is this going to be set up after the weekend?
Don DeWeese, the school board, they were all super in getting the location, which is Green Meadows, and we need to thank the American Red Cross because that's actually the location that, if say the interstate shut down and we have a travel emergency in our community, Green Meadows is that location that gets activated for that, and so it just made sense to use that place because if you know there's a bus that's stranded on 65 due to snow or ice or the wind conditions, then we can actually get them to that same shelter, and it'll just be easy for American Red Cross to activate their emergency response procedures, which all will take place at that same location.
Now, do you have enough volunteers ready to go? And if people want to volunteer, how's the best way that they can go do that?
We are starting to get a good volunteer base. We need to thank the YMCA, United Way, Healthy Communities, Boys and Girls Club, like I said, the American Red Cross and the community schools of Frankfort and our local churches because they're all getting these volunteers from their organizations to come and staff this place. And if somebody in the community wants to be a volunteer in this center, which we have had a couple who have emailed us, one of those was a registered medical assistant, certified in CPR and different things. And so If you want to be a volunteer, you just need to call our office, 765-601-4232, or go to our website, shoot me a message on there or a question on there, and we need to do background checks on the individuals that will be kind of serving as a volunteer, and so obviously we need to get those things in place.
Okay, we got somebody that wants to join this conversation. Russ Casper, hey. How you doing?
Hi, doing great. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. You?
Good, good. I sure appreciate you coming on the air and announcing on this. I'm sure Ken will follow up with a news story. Of course, he already had one, I believe, and just kind of keep track how things are going. And, you know, sometimes you never know how necessary these will be. I saw something yesterday.
Russ, you're cutting in and out here.
Cold. I saw a couple people walking in the cold, they were walking for a long distance. I didn't have any room. My car had an appointment, but it was hard for me to help them. But, you know, there are probably a lot of people out there that are in need of this kind of thing. What do you think, population-wise, at Green Meadows, what do you think it might get up to? Are you looking at 10 people or 30 people? What do you think?
Yeah, we had this conversation the other day. In the last 3 days, and this is kind of why we instituted this, because in the last, well, now 4 days, we have had different calls into our office, and we work closely with Frankfort Police, who do a phenomenal job at getting into connected with our office. But we're thinking probably between five and it could be anywhere from five to nine people is kind of what we're predicting, I believe. at kind of when this gets open. But we've had some weird cases in the last 4 days where, you know, the train system found somebody on that and they kicked them off the train and now they're stuck here in the cold. And so we need to be able to transition that person to their next location. Individual that was sleeping in a shed on McClurg Street, that was a legitimate situation. And there were about five or six others we've dealt with in that same kind of situation. So it's a legitimate concern, which is why we initiated this response. And Sheriff Kelly, Police Chief Troy Bacon, the mayor, Rodney Wan, the street superintendent, all the first responders, they're going to do a great job at finding these individuals as they're kind of out working safety. And then they always get them connected to us. But I think this shelter will be able to provide them an extended support system over that 72-hour period when it's going to be brutally cold. I mean, negative 30 is dangerous, but, you know, sometimes even under 20 degrees is dangerous. So it's a legitimate need.
Yeah, I heard that somebody hopped a train and found themselves in Frankfort, Indiana, and I think they were in the locomotive car, one of the spare locomotive cars, and somebody came to, who are you? And what are you doing in Frankfort, Indiana? So he hopped the train and got out here, and I guess he'll be moving on next week.
Yeah, well, we've already kind of transitioned him, so he's situated. But there are just individuals like that come across our paths from some situations with Colorado. This gentleman trying to get to New York, obviously. No, he was going to California, but his family was in New York, and he knew he was in the wrong place when he wasn't in warm weather, and it was cold weather. So there are legitimate things that happen in our community. Sometimes the community doesn't hear about those because we do a great job of getting those people connected so quickly. But in the case of weather or extreme cold, we don't want to risk anything here.
Right. And, yeah, it's the cold that adds that extra layer. You know, down in the warmer climes of Los Angeles or Miami, you have a lot of homeless people, but you don't have that harsh winter. So, you know, New Orleans or whatever, they're probably dealing with this kind of thing all the time. And the cold weather, that was something about the ice storm, March 12th, 1991. Yes, we didn't have any power as a community, but it was not brutally cold either, and that was a game changer.
Well, and you want to be able to take things like this and not have to act in a reactive manner. And I've always been big on that since I've been in my role. But you want to be proactive in setting these things up. So
stay ahead of it.
Yeah. Because if you're being reactive, then you're not able to get the pieces in place as successfully as you can if you have it all set up. And you know, we obviously in our office provide the case management services for individuals who become misplaced, and we'll have food for them there, a warm place for them to sleep, and then help in getting a long-term solution so that hopefully they don't need to come back and use a warming center again, but they have a plan for how they're going to kind of recover from their situation. And everybody's in that situation for different reasons. I've always said, you know, they're not homeless because they one day decided they wanted to be homeless. It was a circumstance that created that homelessness, or you know, their parents won't let them live with them anymore, and so now they're kicked out. And what do they do? Or gentlemen coming here, you know, from another city, you know, what do you do there? So you've really got a circumstantial poverty issue that's created because of the circumstances that they created, or the environment created, and we just need to do a good job of getting them connected to the resources to pull them out of their situation.
Kevin, do you think you will go ahead and reinstate this warming center again here in the next week or so, because the forecast is for a repeat of this again next weekend?
We had a conversation about how do we do this sustainably, and that's kind of where we're targeting this next conversation. Our goal now was to just kind of get this set up, set this one up kind of quickly. But we realize the 25th of January through at least February 1st are going to be back in the single digits and brutal temperatures. And our hope is we can rally as a community because we had such a great response the other day. When we called that meeting, we had over 30 different representative organizations, and every single church in our community So my hope would be that we can rally around that and pull. We have plenty of facilities in our community that we can do this at. They've pretty much everybody said, you know, use our facility. But we need to have the good volunteer base to do that. And Pastor Gordon from the Nazarene Church had a great idea, which was, you know, let's set up a schedule every week. If there's a snowstorm that week, this is who's responding. This is the facility. This is who's the volunteer base. And so I think that's something we need to look at instituting is a week-by-week, you know, location and church that or staff that will take care of that location for that week, and it's their responsibility that week. So
Let me ask you this, Kevin. What role can Casper Broadcasting play to fill any gaps and stand with this?
I thought you guys did a great job because last night you all contacted us pretty quickly, Mike Downey and Ken Hartman, we'll help you get this information out. How do we want to do that? So I think that being able to get that information out is important, and I think that's kind of the role that Casper Media can play is helping in those PSAs or helping in getting these responses out that we write. And then obviously Ken goes to everything in the community, so I'm sure he'll show up probably if it's not. He's not snowed in, but obviously letting the community know how successful and recognizing those community organizations that really step up on a regular basis because we have such a good organization, the nonprofit organizations in our community, first responders, leaders in place that really do need recognized for the things that they do. And it's easy to get down on our leaders a lot of times, but we need to praise them when things like this happen because these things don't happen just because, you know, of circumstance. They happen because leaders in our community come together and putting these things together because they realize the problem. And I think that's the role you guys can play.
And the best case scenario, we have to remember, the best case scenario, really, is not to have that place packed with 50 or 100 people. The best case scenario is that we're ready and people find a place, they're warm, they know about it, but they don't necessarily need it, and there are two or three people there. I mean, this isn't a scenario to have lots of people there. It's a scenario to be ready if it's needed.
Correct. And I said, you know, I would rather open somewhere that keeps one person alive and safe than not open somewhere and it puts that person in danger. And if, like I said, if the interstate closes or there does become an emergency situation, and it's good to know these things in the future of what options do we have so that if those things do happen, the American Red Cross doesn't have to come in and open everything up and get everything in place. It's already in place with the volunteer base and the staff we have. We then just transfer over everything to the Red Cross and the
Rogers Lawn
and make sure that safe food is being given and those kinds of things at that point.
You bring up a really good point. Let's say, for instance, a random event happened on I-65, like a couple jackknife semis, which no one would have any way of knowing is going to happen right there to 28 and 65, and it jams up traffic, and people are in their cars for hours on end with babies and who knows what. You know, this could provide a real outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
guys, we need to wrap this up because I gotta get going here. So, anything else you want to add, real quick?
I'm good.
Okay. Thanks much, guys. Kevin, best of luck to you, and let us know how this goes on, if you would, please.
Yep.
All right. Guys, take care. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. That's going to wrap up the show for us today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, and let's step back into a simple time. Along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Everybody, take care. Have a great day. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO. We'll be right back.
beside the